Turning to politics, the Czech Republic lost one of its more colorful candidates for the forthcoming parliamentary elections this week, after the Christian Democrats announced that former football manager František Straka would not be standing for the party in June. Mr. Straka, former player and manager at the country's biggest club, Sparta Prague, has been withdrawn from the list of candidates after alleged problems over his citizenship. Rob Cameron has been following that story, and he's in the studio. Rob, František Straka was one of the Christian Democrats' most high-profile candidates. Why has he been taken off the pitch?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, Jan. Mr. Straka left Czechoslovakia in 1988 to play for Germany's Mönchengladbach. He later settled in Germany and was granted German citizenship and lost his Czech citizenship in the process. He only returned to this country a few years ago, and he only applied for citizenship recently. And Czech citizenship is, of course, one of the main requirements for standing as an MP.
So I gather that Czech authorities turned him down. Is that the situation?
Well, I'm afraid it's a bit more complicated than that. The Christian Democrats are saying that the Interior Ministry had effectively prevented Mr. Straka from standing because they had until noon on Tuesday to submit a list of candidates to be submitted to the ministry. And by noon on Tuesday, the ministry had still not granted Mr. Straka's request for citizenship. The Interior Minister, František Bublan, however, told the media he had personally approved František Straka's citizenship on Tuesday morning. And what's more, he said that Mr. Straka didn't even need to prove he was a Czech citizen until the day of the elections in June. So now it's descended into a sort of war of words between the Interior Ministry and the Christian Democrats.
Mm-hmm. So Mr. Straka isn't standing. Does he get a Czech passport at least?
Well, no, he actually withdrew his application for citizenship several hours after the ministry had granted it. So whether he is actually a Czech citizen or not is now a matter of legal interpretation.
And it is a tangled one, as you said. We said at the beginning Mr. Straka was a colourful character. Will he be a loss to the Christian Democrats?
It's hard to say, Jan. He is colourful, there's no doubt about that. But perhaps he was getting just a little too colourful. Recently, he said in a televised pre-election debate that Vietnamese market traders should disappear to save Czech jobs in the West Bohemia region where he's standing. And the party obviously scrambled to explain that Mr. Straka was not a racist.
And I gather that wasn't his first brush with controversy either.
No, there were allegations that he was fired from Sparta after being caught taking cocaine. He denied those allegations and threatened to sue the paper that made them. But one thing he doesn't deny is his rather unusual personal hygiene regime. Let's just say the razor doesn't stop at his chin.
Okay, Rob Cameron with that report. Thanks.